So with that, we will begin. And we will begin by hearing from John Carroll, who has a most wonderful experience to relate to you about the use of the element of love. John, would you join us, please? Thank you, John. This is Yeshua.
I had this experience on June the 3rd, I think it was, and more after that. The only way I know to relate it to everyone is through my experience. So let me just start at the beginning. I wanted to say that through my life, I've experienced various techniques in working on people's bodies. And at some point, I realized that while my hands were on somebody's body, that there were unseen things happening in the background, totally independent of my hands. And this made me begin to realize that I didn't really need to have my hands on somebody, that I could do his distant healing. And I found out about Jones Fall a few days before y'all did, and she gave me permission to work on her. And I know how to remove pain and unwind tissue memory and heal internal scars and help a person process things and clear etheric patterns so that the body once again reflects the perfect image. All of these things take time. But in the course of things, when y'all found out that Joan had fallen on June the 3rd, I went back to check on her after class. And there was a huge amount of light around her that came from all of you. And I noticed that there was some other substance that I didn't recognize, I'd never experienced. And it was palpable. It had substance to it. And I didn't remember ever seeing anything like this before. And on impulse, I scooped some up and put it on Joan's back where the vertebrae was. And it was healed instantly. And there was another vertebrae, one up, that had fissures in it. It hadn't broken, but there were fissures. And it was also healed instantly. Not only was it healed, there was no scar tissue, there was no emotional memory, there was no indication that it had ever existed as broken or anything else. And it appeared to be the original pattern of the body. It was absolutely pristine. It's the only word I can think of. It was perfectly cleaned. It was astounding to me. I was just blown away at that point. I had also seen, when I looked at her, kind of a vortex of energy from left to right, and I thought maybe that had contributed to her losing her center and falling. And after the application of this stuff around the vortex, it dissolved instantly so that there was perfect balance restored in the body and in the etheric pattern. Wow. I didn't know quite what to do. And then I wondered, how was I going to get more of this stuff without all y'all sending your love? And so I created a bucket and filled it. And it stays ever full. So when I'm working on somebody and wanted to use some more of the stuff, I just reached in the bucket. And that seemed to work pretty good. As long as I was in the fifth dimension and opened my heart to somebody, it seemed to be the fifth element that came out. As long as I was stably there and it had substance, you could direct it, but it seemed to have its own consciousness. So you could communicate with it that what you saw, what you wanted, but it was sort of up to it to do what it wanted to do. And as long as I was in the fifth dimension, it was there. And then I realized that it comes from our hearts as long as we're in the fifth dimension, and that it was the creative element of the all that is, had its own consciousness, and that the higher dimension we were in, sixth or seventh, eighth dimension, the more expansive this element became. Even though it was created by your heart in the fifth dimension, you can heal the body immediately. You can act upon the etheric to clear the body of anything that has changed from the original perfect pattern. So, after this time, whenever I worked on somebody, I practiced using the fifth element. And here's my record of what occurred. One person had a past history of female issues, surgery, pain, emotional trauma. And as I applied this substance, I'm going to call it, but it was really love, upon one of those areas, or upon this area, and it originally appeared to me as a dark, dense area. It shrank and it shrank until there was nothing there. It totally disappeared, and when I looked at it, it was that pure, pristine, original pattern in the etheric body. And it instantly became physical. For another person who had a similar background, there was a dense, dark area that appeared as dark smoke to me. And when I applied the fifth element to it, it became lighter and lighter and lighter until it was like a vapor that you could barely see. And then that too disappeared. There was no scar tissue. There was no emotional memory. There was no tissue memory. It was completely cleared and absolutely pristine. For another person, they received new ankles and new wrist, which they immediately recognized as being physically changed. So I continued to practice with other people using the fifth element, and others experienced deep revelations, profound understandings of what had happened to them, what they needed to do. In summary, I just wanted everyone in our group to know that we've had all these lessons about love, about the fifth dimension, but it didn't seem like anyone really told us how to access it. But I wanted you to all know, brothers and sisters, that if we are in the fifth dimension or above, and we open our hearts, it is the fifth element. It is the creative element of love which comes out of our hearts. And we can direct it towards other people and ourselves and give it tasks to do. Since the lowest frequency vibration is the fifth dimension, it is really unknown what love can do as we take on the sixth, seventh, eighth, I don't know, ninth dimensions. Because as we go up in dimension, the element itself expands. And the other point I wanted to make sure you understood is that sometimes changes were made in the physical body. Sometimes they were made in the etheric body. Sometimes the pattern was changed. Sometimes the change was made in the mental emotional body, bringing about new understanding and revelation. So if we could take a minute, as we all sit around in our seats in the crucible, in our golden robes with magenta shawls and the diamond emblazed upon our back, and our star of the order of Melchizedek blazing light from our foreheads, as we gaze upon Joan in her shimmering gold and white robe with her multicolored magenta shawl and the diamond upon her back and the star upon her forehead, with John standing behind her in his robes and shawl, let us hold each other's hand and open our hearts and love each other in gladness for our family and witness the power of the fifth element, the power of love. Know that your heart is the key. I'm done, Yeshua.
Thank you, John. We appreciate you and the way in which you related your experience. I think that will help many of you in the crucible, many of our members, especially those of you in human form, to remember the wisdom that you hold in regards to this fifth element of love, as well as the expanded and amplified seventh dimensional light template, which is exactly what that will do for you. It will help stimulate your memory into how to use that fifth element.